Time to get agitated, Bobcat fans. It's time for Bobcat Tracks with Jungle Jay Cremata and Mighty Mike Schultze.
Episode 10 in Season 4 of Bobcat Tracks, our little 10-episode anniversary with Mike Schultze. My name's Jay Cremata. This is the Mark Sears podcast presented by Bobcat Tracks, featuring Mike Schultze and Jay Cremata, brought to you by Ohio Health. Ohio Health, believe in we. All right, I can breathe after that. And we say why this was the Mark Sears podcast in our interview with Mark Sears. We'll get to that here a little later on in our podcast. But Mike Schultze, we have a lot to recap in terms of Ohio athletics events. And you look like you want to say something right now.
Yeah, remember last week when we said not a lot happened in Ohio athletics?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that, yes.
Well, this week, everything happened in Ohio athletics. So
we'll
you're going to hear me talk for 20 minutes. Sorry.
Well, you're going to hear us talk again for another 30 minutes with Mark. So let's recap this quick. We start with swimming, and they dominated Marshall last week.
Yeah, they beat him 217-83, the Battle of the Pool Bell.
The Pool Bell.
I don't think that's a thing, but we should make it a thing.
We should make it a thing. Mason?
Yeah, Mason, get on it. Beating Marshall's always great. Coming up from Huntington, we want to beat them in everything. And then we did so well, we had not one but two winners win co-swimmer and diver of the week. Gabrielle Brust, three wins for Gabby. She won the 100-yard back, 56-67, 100-yard fly, and then she won the 200-yard IM as well. And she had a medley, part of a medley win too. So pretty good day for her. And then Haley Seawick won both diving events she competed in too. Diver of the week, swimmer of the week, Ohio sweep.
Good for Ohio and Mason and company. That's a great way to start out your 2022.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal start. And then they are back in action.
I think just the divers are in action at Buffalo this weekend.
Yes, they are. Well, yeah, and then the swimmers are going to Akron.
They're going to Akron. All right, well, good luck to them. Another piece of news, cross country. They were in Ohio Athletics news as of late.
Yeah, Ohio cross country had 14 on the academic All-MAC team, 5 for the men, 9 for the women, and some pretty good GPAs. Jake, what was your GPA in college?
Oh, no. Nothing compared to these smart people that you are that we're talking about here. We'll just leave it at that.
We had somebody, Cooper
Mullen. 3-4. 3-4.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
You would have made the academic All-MAC team.
I was a 3-4, I swear. Anyways.
Cooper Mullen had a 3.95 in finance.
Shouts to him. Finance, and you have a 3.9?
Yeah.
We did have
one 4.0, Jesse Hartman.
Wow.
Social work. Not GA. She's not a GA, but she's a graduate student.
Yeah.
And she had a perfect 4.0. So shout out to Jesse.
Yeah, shout out to Jesse. Yep.
And then we also had some academic All-MAC news in volleyball. We had 8 academic All-MAC volleyball student athletes. And Sam Steele, 3.97 in bio.
In bio. Sam Steele, congratulations. That's crazy.
Yeah, smart woman.
Yes, and a very good libero.
Yes. But yeah, so we had 8, and so a lot of academic news coming out of Ohio.
Well, they are student athletes. You got to emphasize school, and they're here to get education. We're very proud of not only them but all of our student athletes continuing their education and competing for us as well. Football and a college all-star game, Schultze.
Yeah, it's college all-star season. That happens right after bowl season. We have 3 players that have graduated that are playing in some all-star games. TJ Jackson's competing in the Tropical Bowl. That's in Orlando. It's a 3-day event. Get in front of some scouts, get a game in. Armani Rogers, quarterback, set the record 99-yard touchdown. As we all know, is in the East-West Shrine Game. That's a big all-star game. It's in Vegas this year. And then the Montre Tuggle is playing in the College Gridiron Showcase, which is also a 3-day event. There's some workouts involved, some practices in front of scouts. That is in Fort Worth, Texas. So congrats to those guys for earning their way on the All-Star Games. And more importantly, not only did they earn their way onto those All-Star teams, but they're going to get some reps in front of some NFL scouts.
And good luck to them as well. And also be on the lookout on OhioBobcats.com or even our social channels too. I mean, I'm sure we'll have something in terms of results and how each of those individuals did in their respective All-Star games.
Yeah, we're going to definitely keep an eye on them. Just for everybody, the DeMondre Tuggle actually already competed in the College Gridiron Showcase. The East-West Shrine game that Armani Rogers is in is on February 3rd. And then TJ's Tropical Bowl runs from the 13th to the 15th, so starts today.
Yeah, as of recording.
Yes.
Starts today. Pretty cool. So moving on from football, we have to probably get to some results, right? We go to women's basketball, and their last game against Northern Illinois.
Yeah, it was their first game back since December 15th.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. They played Northern Illinois. They fell 71-68. No Erica Johnson for the Bobcats. She was out of quarantine but had not cleared all of our return-to-play protocols. We need to make sure our athletes are safe and healthy, and she hadn't quite she's healthy. She's mm-hmm. going to play tonight, I guess.
Yes.
We are recording this on Wednesday. She is healthy, but she had not gone through the 100% of the protocol. That's why she was on the bench, mm-hmm. but not able to play in the game. But, 71-68 loss. CeCe had 24 points. That puts her 37 mm-hmm. away, time of recording,
yeah.
From the all-time Ohio record men's or women's scoring. She is probably going to set that at Central Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She could have 38 tonight.
Yeah.
And we would have to blow up the entire podcast probably. She could have 38 tonight. She's done it before, but that's a lot to ask from CeCe Hooks. And so she will probably set it at Central Michigan and become the all-time leading scorer in Ohio men's or women's basketball history.
Which is crazy on both sides of things, CeCe Hooks. And who would have thought? I mean, that record from Carolyn Mass has stood since the mid-'80s, correct? Yeah. So that's a long time for a record to stand.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, we're going to have Carolyn Mast down and around mm-hmm. and probably on the podcast.
Likely on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we asked her?
She knows. And I'm keeping that in the podcast. She knows. She
sure.
knows that we have a lot of content plans mm-hmm. with her, and this podcast will be one of them. So moving on from women's basketball, we transition to men's basketball and then our guest Mark Sears. But we have a couple basketball game results to cover before we get to Mark.
Two wins for Ohio men's basketball since we last chatted. Eight in a row. That's the fifth longest streak in the country. Shout out to Fox College Basketball for letting us know that today
yes.
on Twitter. And Ohio hasn't lost at the Convo this year.
Knock on wood. There you go, Jeff.
Before we break it down, I want to give a shout out to our student base. We had scanned in. I don't know if I'm allowed to give scanned out numbers on the podcast, but I'm going to here today.
Yeah.
Scanned in 1,709 students last night.
1,709 students last night for the Bowling Green game.
The band doesn't scan in. Our student workers
wow.
don't scan in. So we probably had 1,800 students.
That's wild.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes a difference. It was loud. I mean, I know I feel like I say that every week, but it truly makes a difference. Mark Sears, who's our guest, talked about that on the CBS broadcast the other night. But the students really make a difference in our games, especially when we need a defensive stop. And they were awesome last night. Keep it going all year. But we played Kent State here in Athens last Friday night on CBS, like we just talked about. Mark Sears, 28 points, 9 of 10 from the line. 6 boards, 3 assists. I mean, he was 9 of 15 from the field. He made a 3. Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's just so good. Not to overshadow Ben Vanderplas's night. He had 20 points, 6 threes. He made 5 in the first half. I think he made 5 of 6 in the first
mm-hmm.
half. I would have to double check that. But he pulled down 6 boards, had 5 helpers. Just a phenomenal night for Ben Vanderplas. And when his shot's fallen, which it is often.
Mm-hmm.
Look out.
Yeah, this team's tough to stop already.
Yeah.
Tommy
Schmock got his first start at Ohio, had added 5 points and an assist and a rebound. And he also started the game against Bowling Green, which
we
won.
Had a really good game.
He did. He had an excellent game. 17 points. That's a Ohio high for him. 7 boards in 38 minutes, and he's really stepped up with Miles Brown's being out for in COVID protocol. 85-78 win for Ohio. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it was a beautiful game because it wasn't. We shot an incredible amount of free throws in the second half. Let me look. 20-24 from the line. Knocked him down. It got a little ugly. It was just not the prettiest mm-hmm. game in the world. But it's really good to see Ohio win a game like that where not everything went right. Had to grind it out. Bowling Green punched back a couple times, cut the lead down, mm-hmm. and Ohio fought and got the win, and it was really, really good to see. Down a man because of COVID against a good Bowling Green team to pull out the win.
With that, we send it to our interview with Mark Sears, the real celebrity and real namesake of Bobcat Tracks. Here's Mark. So, Mark, first things first, we've had an inside joke on the podcast that we've been, like, we were going to have you on, like, a month ago. Mm-hmm. And every week since, we're like, we're going to get Mark on.
We just haven't.
So, yeah. long awaited. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The Mark Sears podcast, because every week, so we start our podcast by recapping what's happened in Ohio Athletics.
All right.
And you've won MAC Player of the Week, what, like, 34 times? So, so we've joked that it's the Mark Sears podcast.
Yeah.
And then Ohio Athletics is the rest of it. So we're glad to have you on the Mark Sears podcast finally.
Let's do it.
So I guess first things first, we're going to talk a little bit about basketball. I mean, we told you this is relaxed, and we're not here to talk about the X's and O's of basketball here.
Right.
But you're just killing it out there, man. It's really awesome just to sit and just like watch you play. It's a lot of fun. So what's this year been like for you? Because watching you play, you look like you've been out there for years. So what's this been like for you?
Really just the main thing is having fun, going out there having fun, and especially give the fans something to enjoy watching. That's really been what I've been looking forward to this season, and winning ball games. So, and mm-hmm. that's what we've been doing, so can't ask for nothing much.
Fifth longest winning streak in the nation right now.
Yeah, fifth longest winning streak in the nation right now.
That's wild.
So
I wonder what's the first. What's the?
I think it's Auburn. Auburn.
Oh yeah, Auburn. Like a
they
12.
Won 12, and then okay. somebody else has won 12 too. We actually just saw a tweet.
I liked it. Hang on, it's by Fox. Auburn and Davidson are at 12.
Okay.
And then New Mexico State's 9th, and then Michigan State, Ohio, Loyola, Chicago, all at 8.
Hopefully, so we can get the first.
That'd, yeah. Yes, sir.
That would be
hashtag
awesome.
Rank Ohio. We're yes. starting that soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a question?
Yeah. So, can I ask you about your rebounding a little bit?
Yeah.
You're not that tall, right? You're tall, but you're not
tall for the average person, but on a
yes,
basketball court.
Not basketball tall, right?
Yeah, not basketball tall.
You are an unbelievable rebounder. How do you pull down rebounds among the trees?
I predict where the ball is going to land before it lands. So if the shot's long, I'm predicting it's going to go long. I mean, if it's like a short touch-up shot, I try to beat my man to the ball. So really about hustling, really just yeah. hustling towards the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we've all watched you hustle. Right?
Well, it's crazy.
You work hard out there, and you sacrifice your body. And that's my next question: is you get rebounds among the trees, but you also finish among them too.
Mm-hmm.
How do you contort your body, get around a 7-footer, 6'10" guy, and get to the bucket so easily?
I try to squeeze my body into the tightest gap possible.
Yeah.
So once I do that, all I got to do is just finish and keep my eyes on the rim. But it sounds hard, but it's really not that easy. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
So, and I know too, and I read a quote not too long ago, and maybe I was talking to a coach, I forget, but I mean, you can't teach that, right? It's an instinct.
Yeah.
When did that instinct happen for you? It's just like, I need to go in and just be involved in every play possible. Because, again, you can teach it all you want, but it just some kids just don't listen. But there's an instinct there, right?
Oh, yeah. Coach, he always preaches rebound the ball. And he even mentions me. Like, he say, hey, go sneak in, grab him one or two. So I do that. I just follow my way in there, and happily the ball bounces to me. And Just grab it.
He grabs, like, he had, like, eight the other night, though. So, like, he says he grabs one or two, right?
Yeah, one
or
two.
He had eight boards. It's
the humble in you. We get it. One or two, multiply that by seven or eight, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So, I was talking to Lee, assistant coach.
Yeah.
And just about you. I mean, we were sitting in your office, and we were chatting about you, and I know he was heavily involved in getting you to Hargrave and then getting you back here to Ohio, too. So, I do want to talk about that a little bit and your experience with him. And what was your first interaction with him like? Because I know it was Hargrave, correct?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but
it all started over the summer, my junior year in summer. He had came out to a tournament to watch me play. And really, I was going to go to prep school at Christ School in North Carolina. But then he had reached out to me and said, hey, just come down to Hargrave. So me and my family, we went to Hargrave, and we really liked it. We liked the structure of the military, and we also liked the basketball aspect. And we went down there, and like a week later, I decided to go. I called him. And then ever since then, we just had a strong relationship. Mm-hmm. And then like after that COVID year, basically, he had called me and was like, hey, I'm taking a job at Ohio, and I really want you to come. And I couldn't say no to that because that's my high school coach, and we got a great bond. So I just took the job.
So that's so intriguing to me because like the military aspect of things too. Like why was that appealing to you?
It really wasn't. It was a military, but we really didn't have to do what the military was doing. It was more a laid back version of it. But we still had to like march, wake up at 6:30 in the morning, every day, even on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. But yeah, that's really all it about the military.
So what you're saying is you miss it?
No, I don't. I don't miss waking up 6:30 in the morning, even on Saturdays. I hated it.
So when you get that call to come to Ohio too, and I'm not sure if you knew Jason Preston at the time.
I actually did because we was in a prep tournament, and I turned the TV on and it happened to be on ESPN. They was playing Baylor, the Myrtle Beach tournament, and they were just talking about JP, Jason Preston, this, and I just started watching them. But little did I know that I was going to end up coming here. That is amazing. Unbelievable.
So you learned under JP I mean, all of last year, and you even filled in for him when he was out for a couple of years.
That was really a big reason why I wanted to come here, because I wanted to learn behind a pro. And he taught me really everything I need to know about the game. He slowed the game down for me, and that was really big for me. To help me out, especially this year.
Well, when you sit behind, like, if you could take one thing that you learned from JP that you use today, what is it?
Play with pace. Never let the defense speed you up, and stay controlled. Just control the offense. Mm-hmm. That's and being like a leader, on the court, and even when you're on the bench, just clap your teammates and cheer them on.
There aren't many NBA basketball players. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, 300?
Yeah, right? 300.
When you watched Jason Preston play last year, could you tell he was a pro, like an NBA pro, not an overseas pro, but that he could hold his own in the NBA?
Yeah, especially after that Illinois game, he just controlled the whole pace of the game. And after that game, I knew he was going to be in the NBA one day. I just can tell. And then especially that run and the Mac Turnman play, he was unbelievable. Fun to watch.
Yeah.
And fun to learn from.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. He was unbelievable.
Yeah. Is there a part of you that, I mean, watching him, you emulate as well, I mean, in this year and stuff too, and you see him and his path and you think, oh, I can do that too.
Yeah, just really being a leader. He was a great leader. He was always cheering us on. Mm-hmm. Encouraging us. Even if we missed a shot, he would be like, hey, knock down the next one. So really, I'm trying to do that to this year's team, being that leader.
Are you going to miss a free throw the rest of the year or what?
I don't plan on it.
Good.
I don't plan on it.
Well, you're what, 52-54 the last six games from the line?
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I hope I didn't jinx him.
Oh, no. Hey, Bulls is coming after you.
If he misses the front end of the first one, I'm in trouble.
Well, it was funny. So, I mean, we're recording this after the game last night. And
Which who did we play?
Bowling Green.
Yeah,
sorry, you're right. I should have said. So people listen to this. Mm-hmm. I mean, people will listen to this like next Wednesday
right.
or something. So we're taping this after the Bowling Green game, and you had 19 last night. And Bowles said in the presser that you're kind of disappointed that you had 19.
Oh, you know, just my shots. They weren't falling. The defense was a little heavier gap in the gaps, and I wasn't really able to be myself. I was missing shots that I normally made.
Yeah.
But.
So 19 is not himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 19 is not yourself. Hey, we get it. Well, so I say enough about the basketball talk. So we know basketball Mark Sears, but like the person Mark Sears, I feel like this will be the fun one. So when you're not hooping and grabbing rebounds, one or two rebounds, what are you doing these days?
On a video game, Fortnite.
Uh-oh.
Really? Yeah, Fortnite. I love the new season they came out with.
Really?
Yes. They had put Spider-Man webs in the game, and it's amazing.
So I feel like we have this conversation a lot with our student-athletes.
You know what,
we are big video game players. I've kind of fallen out of Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep up. I'm not good enough, I feel like. We play a lot of COD. But are
yeah,
you
I'm
like,
on I'm on that, too.
Okay, oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Are you, like, a building expert in Fortnite? Are you like, just, like, spiraling up and cranking 90s?
You see, when somebody builds towards me, I usually, like, build a house.
Sure.
So, like, they're going to have to come down to me, so it can even the fighting. But, yeah, I'm not really a good expert at building.
Yeah, me either.
What are you PlayStation, Xbox, PC?
PlayStation.
Nice. Okay. Oh,
that's
choice.
The best. That's the best one out in my statement.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever, guys.
He's an Xbox guy.
Xbox.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, now you can cross play. So does it really matter anymore, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
I guess it does. But
so do you have a squad? Do you play with anybody on the team?
Yeah. Me, Sam Towns, Ben Vanderplas, Ben Roderick, sometimes Colin. Yeah, we got a good score.
So when you guys play Fortnite or COD next, you want to Twitch it for us so we can watch it?
Oh, yeah.
BVP does
a little bit. We can see if he Twitched Fortnite.
Okay.
That will be content.
We'll do that. We'll put that out on the Men's Basketball page.
We will.
Just get a hold of BVP and we'll for sure do it.
All right.
So where are you guys dropping? Like, where do you guys drop when it comes to Fortnite?
Sam, he liked to land into hot spots, but
okay.
That usually don't last 10 seconds until we're into the next game.
Sure. What do you have a COD? Do you have a COD drop? Do you like the new COD map too?
I really haven't been on COD as much. I usually like play multiplayer with AJ Clayton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Vanguard or Cold War?
COD, the new one.
Yeah, they had.
I haven't played with him until, like, it was before the season, but
yeah.
We got to get it back started.
Yeah, but yeah.
So have you always been a big video gamer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What? Give us, like, your top three favorite video games that you've played all time.
COD, Modern Warfare, where they had the Juggernaut.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to be on that all summer. Uncharted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was it the first one, I think, they came out. And then I like to say Madden. Yeah, I play that a lot with my roommate.
Yeah.
You're talking to a Madden like.
I am a Madden freak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We play way too much, yeah.
Can we get a one-on-one?
Yeah, I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
I'm going to get exposed.
I have to use Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah, me too. Wait, still, that's not good. Oh, okay.
You can't both be the Chiefs, can you? Yeah.
My second team would be the Ravens.
Oh,
Mark
Jackson. Oh,
yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's hard to contain him.
So, I mean, when I think of video games, too, I mean, there's always, like, that childhood game I would always love. It's Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers.
On the GameCube. I mean, did you have that, too, growing up?
I had a PSP. I remember the PSP Vita, like that.
Those things were sweet.
Yeah,
were
I sweet. Used to love them.
Ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything? Is Madden the only sports video game you play, or are you into 2K?
Really,
Matt,
I'm into 2K, but you know we play basketball every day. We just kind of want to step away from and play a football game.
Sure, sure.
So was there I guess a sport? Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, you mentioned Madden, so you probably watch football. But is there a sport other than basketball that you're around it so much? So is there something that you just need to unwind from sports wise? Or
yeah, football.
Yeah,
really, college football this year. I was watching a pretty good bit of it.
Yeah. Obviously, the Bobcats are your team, but who do you find yourself watching the most?
See, back at home, I'm from Alabama, so I'm a big Auburn fan.
Okay.
And we didn't have they didn't have the season that I enjoy, so I end up rooting for, like, other than us, O-State, since it's near.
That makes sense.
Are you played football?
I did back in, what, 7th through 9th. Yeah. I didn't finish the 9th grade year. I only played, like, some of it.
Okay. What position were you?
Cornerback and some quarterback.
Okay.
But your family, I mean, your dad was a Division I football player.
My family got a good background of football. See, my dad, he trained my uncles with Kevin Sears and – no, not my uncles, but my – like, they was up underneath him. So, I think it's like his niece.
Okay.
But, yeah, Kevin Sears, he played at Auburn. And then went to the Browns, played a little bit of NFL. And then Aaron Sears, he played for the Tennessee Volunteers and played a good bit with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers but he got injured years back, and he couldn't recover from it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that's a lot crazy. Of background football.
So they didn't force you to go into football then?
See, I always wanted to play football since – when I was little, but my dad wouldn't put me into the contact.
Really?
Yeah, he would always let me play flag football, so I really didn't like it. I just wanted to play basketball, stick with basketball.
That's cool. Well, obviously, basketball worked out for you.
Yeah.
You're typing away up there. What do you got?
I was just looking up Kevin Sears.
Oh, okay.
Browns player, right, so I had to I had to try to find something.
How recent, not recent, but do you know the years? Hopefully it was when the Browns were, like, not 2000s after.
It was.
I think he was on the roster. I think he was on the roster, but, like, some type of roster. But I haven't looked it up.
Yeah, I think it was 2007. He was in the preseason roster. Okay. Romeo Crennel was coach.
Okay.
Yeah. That was actually their best years.
That was.
I mean, relative for the Browns, right? But
yeah. go ahead.
Are you an NFL fan?
I was when Cam Newton was with the Carolina Panthers back then, 11 to 12 season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's chat. I hate to go back into basketball, but, I mean, do you watch the NBA?
Yeah, I do.
Is there anybody that you really like in the NBA that you watch all the time?
Ja Morant.
Yeah?
I really like his – he's just exciting. He brings so much excitement to the game.
Yeah.
And then I also like – Trae Young, Chris Paul, a lot of good point guards. Mm-hmm. I try to simulate and take it out of their game and put it in mine.
How about that block from Ja Morant the other day?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's like he jumped off a trampoline and
goodness.
Just floated.
Did you see that?
No, I actually didn't.
Oh, we're going to watch it afterwards.
He just floated.
He's like 14 feet in the air.
Yeah. Well, dude's got hops to begin with.
Yeah. Ja Morant played at
Murray State.
And was the third pick? First pick? Was
second.
He the first pick?
Second pick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ja Morant is just he just seems like a great guy, and he can jump out of the gym, and he's going to be he is a superstar already, but he's going to be like a top five player in the league.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
I think Darius Garland might make the All-Star team. Him or Evan Mobley. I hope one of them make it. Because we had recently went to the Cleveland game, and they put us in a press box. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that? Yeah, I mean, you said it was pretty cool. But actually, how was that experience?
It was kind of crazy because to know we played on that court, but to see them play on it, and the stands was packed, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rocket Mortgage is a really cool venue to have your conference basketball tournament
in. It is.
Yeah, it's big time to have. I mean, there are 32 leagues in college basketball, and most of them don't get to play in an NBA arena for the conference tournament. So to get to play in a great venue like that's it's good for the league. It's good for us. It's good for student athletes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a cool stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So other than video games, there's got to be something
Netflix.
Else. Netflix.
Yes.
What are you binging these days?
Man, I'm waiting on Stranger Things to drop their new season because they've been saying they was going to drop it since last year, and I've been waiting for it. But other than that, it's You on Netflix. What else? It's some more. I can't think of any, but yeah, I'm a big Netflix. What's y'all's favorite?
Well, I'm waiting on the Stranger Things too. The new one. Yeah. I mean, they left it because obviously they move out of town. So like I'm wondering where that's. Sorry, spoilers, but
yeah.
I mean they moved away. So I'm curious. Sarah Ligarski, I talk Stranger Things with Sarah Ligarski too. Mm-hmm. Her and I, we freak out over it every time a new trailer drops. We watch it together. It's kind of funny.
I've never watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Marissa likes it.
It's really good.
The problem is Marissa got ahead of it. My wife watched it without me, and it's like, well, now we got to watch something together.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, when I first learned, when I started the first season, I was like, it's all right. But when I kept watching it, it got better and better.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What are you watching, Jake?
Well, I was gonna ask this, but I'm worried about spoilers.
Sure.
Stranger Things, that last season's been out for a while, right? So I can bring this up. Do you think Hopper's still alive?
Hopper, yes. I actually seen the preview.
Yeah.
It was like somewhere in Russia.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I wonder how they're going to intertwine all that.
I want to find out.
Interesting. Yeah.
They said it'd be out in 2022, so I hope in January.
Fingers crossed that they don't push it back again.
I know. I hate it. I would hate it.
But a lot of people like the You show.
You? Yeah, it's really.
Is it?
See, my roommate, Illumide, he had put me on it. I was like, okay, I'm going to try it out.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting.
It's a little sadistic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Viewer discretion advised.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what am I watching on Netflix? I haven't really opened Netflix in a while. I was big into the Marvel shows because they're starting to come out with more now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a Marvel fan or
anything. I went to see the new Spider-Man, and I thought that's probably the best Spider-Man they will ever come out with, I think.
I think so, too. Schultz, he was ragging on me for getting my tickets early. Mm-hmm. I saw it here in Athens.
I did, too.
Did you really?
Yeah, the first night.
How did I run into you?
I don't know.
Well,
man.
I saw a picture. Y'all went. Like, yes,
that's
right. Team went,
right? The whole team went.
Yeah. Yeah, and the BVP was wearing something ridiculous.
The pajamas.
Yeah.
So, who's then your favorite Spider-Man? You have three of them to pick now.
The original.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
also, my favorite bad guy would be the Goblin. He played a big role in that movie.
Yeah. William Dafoe is a great Green Goblin.
Yeah.
I mean, he stole that. He stole the show in that movie.
Yeah, he did.
He was so good.
What got me was when he was, like, he was faking it, like, oh, he can't remember. But when he came out and just, boom, I was shocked.
Yeah, it was wild. Yeah. And then I think we could talk about the big reveal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you going to watch the movie or not?
You can spoil it.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%.
Well, I mean, two big returns, mm-hmm. right? I mean, what was your reaction to that?
When they
finally came on the screen? Because, I mean,
I wasn't expecting it. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Another part was like when the second Spider-Man saved MJ.
Yeah.
But she did, nothing happened to her. And he was like waiting for the moment and he like teared up. And that was really cool.
I mean, the whole thing was pretty wild. You guys know to stay for the post-credit scenes, right? Because I know Coach Bowles is a big Marvel fan.
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't really watch much of it.
Oh, okay.
Had some with like Venom, and then
I didn't
really watch that one.
Interesting. What I mean, we're up to 22 minutes here, and then we'll send you away. We know it's your off day, so.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
That's
okay. I'm trying to think of movies.
Yeah,
you gotta have a movie or two.
Sorry, you're a Marvel fan, or are you just like the Spider-Man?
I like Spider-Man.
Okay.
I grew up watching that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some more Netflix shows. I know it's more. So you got Stranger Things.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
Nah, not really. Star Wars.
Not big into sci-fi like that.
Okay.
Nah.
What do you guys watch anything on the road together? Like when you're in the bus?
No, we kind of just either talk or fall asleep or play video games.
You play video games on the phone?
On the phone, yeah.
What do you play on the phone?
See, I like to play iMessage games like Word Hunt, 8-Ball, the basketball game.
What's a road trip? Like what do y'all do? We've traveled with the women's team a lot, but what do y'all do on the road?
We really just – once that first hour kick in, everybody's knocked out. So that's pretty much all we do is sleep.
When you get, do you guys hang out at the hotel at all?
Oh, yeah, we hang.
Like
yeah, it's like I try to bring my PlayStation, and we would play Madden.
Sure.
And this stuff like that.
So you do bring the gaming system on the road.
Yeah,
right?
I do. Yeah.
That is smart.
We should have done that.
We should have done that, but we weren't as five head as these guys are.
Yeah.
Back when what was that game called? It was on our phones, and like I forgot what it was called, but it was really popular, and then it like stopped getting popular.
Yeah.
It's like, dang, they got like a mask, and they're trying to find the person who's the killer.
Oh, Among Us.
Yeah, Among Us. Yeah. We used to play that a lot last year. It was like we would all come in one room and play until like 11 o'clock. We had to stop it, though.
Who was the worst liar among the group that was always you just knew immediately that they were just BSing everybody?
I'll say B-Roy because it's just the way he's so suspicious all the time, so I just always assume it's him.
Who's the best liar on the team?
Bennett.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he's like, where was y'all at when this happened? He's that type of person.
Yeah. He asks too many questions.
I can see that from BVP. He can be a little – because he always has that, like, the same look on his face. You never know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
Can I ask you it's kind of basketball related, but with BVP and Jason being, like, 1,000 years old, is it strange to have a dynamic of a couple old guys and then like somebody like AJ who's seven? He hasn't turned 18 yet.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy because I remember AJ said something about when he was like in seventh grade he went to go see Jason play in high school. And I was like, man, that's crazy. I can't believe that.
Well, it's funny. We had Jason on one of our first podcast back, and he said he's not the oldest, but he even said it, you know, it's kind of cool because he's so older, but like you said, AJ being in seventh grade going to see Jason.
I mean, like, is it dynamic strange, or is everybody just get along fine? And everybody
get along
normal?
Fine. Yeah.
It's good to have. I mean, I'm sure somebody like AJ and you to an extent can learn from somebody who's been playing college basketball for 6 years, right? And they know the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just, it's just weird. COVID's just made everything strange, man.
Yeah. It has. And, I mean, and you're technically
– a freshman.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
They don't.
Because you don't play like a freshman. And I feel like – I mean, just the way that you're out there, there's just no way. Because I remember Lee told me that. He's like, he's still technically a freshman. I'm like, no way.
That's crazy. Because, I mean, a freshman, he contributed so much last year, right?
Yeah.
He went to the NCAA tournament, won a game.
Yeah.
And now he's back.
And that just that experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was – just unbelievable because our coach really, he told us, pack, make sure you have enough clothes. And we really didn't think that we was going to be gone for, like, what, a month on the road? But it happened, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, how was the bubble? Was it strange?
It was kind of strange, but all the teams that made it was in, like, one hotel. If not that hotel, the hotel next to us. And just to see all the teams, like Oregon –
yeah,
it was amazing because it was like a dream come true.
Yeah, was it strange after you beat Virginia because half the teams had to leave the hotel? So like, you got back and you're like, well, everybody's gone.
Yeah, it was, and knowing we busted a lot of people's brackets and not being able to do that last year was really weird because I was big on brackets.
Yeah. You can do it for fun, right? You just got to pick Ohio.
That's the thing. You fill out brackets, and then you just, like, can't.
Yeah, you can't because you're playing.
Yeah.
You
know?
I was going to say, did anybody ask you to, like, participate in bracket challenges or anything? And you're just like, No.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Who'd you normally do brackets with before you were a player? Like, friends, family? Was it always
I used to do it by myself, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, me and my friends would try to do the brackets, and we all put it together.
That's awesome.
You guys throw any, like, personal bets on the side or anything? Like, hey, if you finish last, you got to, I don't know, do this?
No, we didn't. We just hopefully won the money on ESPN.
So my last question is, when you get announced, so, you know, Lou, our PA announcer, is wacky, weird.
Mm-hmm.
He fits Athens perfectly, right? Yeah. And it would only work. Somebody like Lou would only work in Athens, Ohio. But when he announces you as the music production city of Muscle Shoals. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, especially we got it's a song called "Sweet Home Alabama."
Oh yeah,
and they have the city that I'm from.
Oh yeah,
in the song, so it's really cool.
So who got their start? So Lynyrd Skynyrd got their start in Muscle Shoals, right?
They recorded an early song
okay.
at one of the studios.
Yeah,
and then
it's
they paid.
Right, it's literally like three yeah. minutes right by me.
Aretha Franklin too,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's right by your
yep.
right where you
right,
live.
Right by me.
That's pretty cool.
It is. So it's like the studio is still set up. And I remember taking a field trip during like fifth grade and it was really old.
Yeah, do people still use it or
yeah,
is it just
I think
like
they still got the famous labels set up on the wall
yeah.
and pictures. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
So what was it like growing up at Muscle Shoals?
Small, really small city.
Yeah.
Kind of like Athens.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody knew everybody. That's how small the town was.
Yeah.
So what was there to do there? I mean, I guess, to entertain yourself as kids?
I mean, it's a college 5 minutes away called the University of North Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a college town. They have a mall, this and that. And that's where I really spend most of my time if I want to have fun.
Go to the mall.
Yeah, go to the mall. Go to a park over there. You know.
Did you think about going to? I mean, obviously you would choose Ohio. It's mm-hmm. a podcast, but did you think about going to North Alabama or?
No, I want to get away from home.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So is that why? I mean, you're kind of comfortable here in Athens because it's. It, I mean, I'm not gonna say it reminds you of home, but
it's
kind of the same.
Yeah, small city. Really beautiful outside. I love this. I love this environment.
That's awesome.
Well, Mark, we're finally, thank you for coming on your podcast because, like we said, this is the Mark Sears podcast because
yeah.
we literally talk about you every week.
Yeah.
But hey, man, go enjoy your off day. We really appreciate you coming in. And
yes, thank you.
And good luck this weekend too.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yep,
yeah, of course. Hopefully, this was fun for you.
It was.
Okay,
I want to come back and do it sometime.
All right, next week.
We're gonna take you up on that.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll
All
see.
Right.
Perfect.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. All right.
That was Mark Sears, and a big thanks to Mark. And you heard him. He wants to come back, which is always a good sign that we don't stink as interviewers and hosts to this podcast.
Yeah, we haven't made anybody too angry yet.
Yeah, no one's like come over the table to punch us in the face or yelled at us. Nobody has emailed Michael Stevens that this podcast stinks.
Yeah,
but
Stevens probably thought that. But
he might have thought that last week. We did forget to ask him whether or not.
I did accidentally say we ran out of podcast guests on a meeting right before this with Michael in the meeting. Because I mentioned that we had Mark Sears on the podcast. And I said, yeah, we have some good podcast guests again.
Yeah.
Whoops. Oh well.
Oh well. After he said last week that we are not his two favorite employees. I think it's fine. Anyway, not much of an intro. We've talked a lot, so I think we're going to end this one early. Big thank you to Mark Sears, first of all. I mean, that interview was awesome. And to you, Mike Schulze, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Same to you, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
We'll drop in with Mark Sears on Fortnite.
We will. We're going to drop. I stink at Fortnite, but we're going to drop in with Mark and maybe BVP. We should do some rounds, though, with like B-Rod and some of those other guys, too, and AJ. And that, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good to hear all the student-athletes like the same video games we do.
Yeah.
I know you're not a Fortnite guy, but he's a COD guy as well.
It makes me feel younger.
Yeah, yeah. We're not too old yet.
Yeah, we're not that old yet, which is good.
We can still relate. I don't know any of the music they listen to.
No. When I do the videos, it's hard to pick out songs. I don't know who Gucci Mane is. I don't know who.
You should know who Gucci Mane is.
Oh, I should.
It's more of our time.
Or any of the. I was just throwing out names. I don't know. But anyway. What?
Lil Baby.
How many babies are there? How many baby rappers are there out there?
There are a lot.
All right. We need to stop. This is already getting off the rails. If you like the podcast, be sure to thank – or not thank Julie Cromer, but send her an email saying that you like the podcast. And other than that, that's it. We'll talk next week. Goodbye.